Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone. Today we're recommending Sword of Shannara by Terry Brooks. It's a book about elves, I think. So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. It'll help us pay for the hosting. But I'm not sure what that is. I'm just a wizard. Enjoy the episode. Next scroll. Reese's, where are you?
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor, in the shadow of the mountain cry their name.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today you shall hear stories of alchemists and lizard men.
Could you try and say that like a lizard man?
Yeah, lizard man!
I like that yours sound like that. I think mine would sound a little different. They'd be like, lizard man.
Oh, that's sick. That's disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. Because their dicks are out.
Did you ever go to Florida, Dom?
Have I ever been to Florida? No, I haven't.
There's lizards everywhere in Florida. Like, they're just like bugs down there. They're fucking everywhere.
We have some kind of lizard around here in LA that I see out in the wild once in a while, and I'm like, oh god, that exists.
It's fucking weird, right? You're just like, yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, I'm like, oh god, it's a thing.
I don't know what that is.
But hey, before we get into our stories, mm-hmm. and any more stories about Florida, Josh, yeah. what did you do this week?
I went crazy since I'm all caught up on Longmire. So I went nuts and I started watching Orange is the New Black. And,
How is it?
It's actually really good. I like it a lot. It's filling the void until later tonight when Longmire is on.
What, really? Longmire's on tonight?
Yeah.
Damn, Monday you night. Are lucky. You're all caught up now.
Yeah, but I have to wait until like 2 a.m. to watch it because that's when they put it up online.
Oh, okay.
I recorded it on Luke's, our friend Luke Brown, if you might know him from the Continue show.
Or
the Continue cast. I recorded it on his DVR when I was house sitting for him. Mm-hmm. And I got a text message when I was away this week that said, fucking Longmire. Like, you just found it on his DVR.
That's great. I really need to get into a TV show, and I've been saying this for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But maybe it's going to be Longmire, and maybe it's tonight.
Dude, it's not that complicated, but it's. I actually think it's shot really well, and it's just, I don't know, it's a good show.
Hey, we had Lou Diamond Phillips, who's on Longmire, yeah. as you know, Josh. We had him on The Soup this week.
Yeah, he's Henry. He's great on that show. Did you tell him? Did you tell him how much I love him?
I wasn't around this time. I was around last time he was on the show, yeah. but we've been doing live taping, so I wasn't around for that. I had things I had to take care of. Mm-hmm. But he is a very nice gentleman, and he's hilarious, and he doesn't mind having some fun and making fun of himself. He's really
yeah.
great.
He's good on the show, man. Like, he does a really good Native American.
I bet, man, because he did a really great La Bamba.
He was, yeah, that's, you know, that's, like, I think the only thing I know him from.
And Bats.
What's that?
Bats, the horror movie with the killer bats. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I did this week.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Yesterday, I went to a board game cafe here in Glendale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Game House. $5 gets you in. They have shelves of board games. Any board game you want to play, I think they have it. We brought our own board game. They had it there.
What did you bring?
Well, we brought a game called Dungeon Boss, I think. Did you see that at PAX with us?
No.
It's like a pixel art card game where you play as a dungeon boss and you build your dungeon, and every turn, like, heroes come out, and
oh,
you try
awesome.
To lure them to your dungeon with, like, items, and then depending on what dungeon rooms you have in your dungeon, uh-huh. that's how much damage you do, and you're supposed to collect souls until you have, like, 10 souls. It's pretty neat. I kind of took it too seriously at the beginning, because I've been playing a lot of Hearthstone,
right.
so I've been trying to figure it out, but then I remembered that some games are just social games.
Yeah.
With games like that, there's strategy involved, but you kind of can't prepare for all of the crazy things that can happen,
yeah.
and that's why it's social, because, like, sometimes someone will just drop a card that's like, everyone discards their cards and draws, like, a new hand. So you're just like, oh, fuck. You know, there's a lot of fuck you cards in there.
That would be awesome to play for the show. We should,
yeah,
like,
we should play it. Oh,
yeah.
man. Oh, well, I mean, we'll talk about it soon, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't forget what I said.
Forget it!
Or else.
But Game House, Board Game Cafe, you can go in. It's $5, play any game, and they have great tea and food and drinks. I got an iced tea, and it was delicious.
They got tea?
They got tea.
I'm in.
Iced tea.
I'm in.
But the staff's real friendly. They're real great. They're nerds like you want them to be, like
right,
you are. So
right.
If you live anywhere near Glendale, visit Game House. It's GameHaU with an umlaut, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
umlaut.
But you don't need to put that. If you just search for Game House Glendale, it'll come up.
Game House.
Game House. They got pictures of, like, people playing chess and stuff all over the walls. It's actually very well designed.
Chess is not a game.
You're right. It's a lifestyle.
Is Hat Skeleton in that game? He should be.
Yeah. Sweet Boss Dungeon?
Yeah.
There are skeletons, no Hat Skeletons.
Well, that game needs to get an update. They need an expansion pack with all Hat
they
Skeletons.
They did an expansion pack. There's no Hat Skeletons in there. I checked.
No.
But enough of that! It's time for Fantasy!
Fantasy!
Hey. You want some fantasy?
All right, Dom, are you ready for my story?
Yes, I am.
My story this week is called The Lizard Hole.
Whoa, okay, whoa. This could be really sexual. We're about to find out.
The city of Grawl still sucks a fat horse cock on Horse Cock Christmas. This year, Horse Cock Christmas falls on a Steve's Day, which means everybody back to the pain mines after the short holiday. That pain ain't gonna mine itself.
There is a horse cock Christmas.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out.
What? What?
We'll find out. In the old candle shop, the most badass, bodacious, bold, and battle-hardened adventurers sat down to enjoy some much-needed rest, relaxation, and Grawl's famous 72-ounce ox steak.
Yeah!
Ugla, Sid, Fred, Buffcat, and the King of Sadness himself all sat around the ox head to enjoy Horsecock Christmas Eve. Oh,
yes!
You thought that was just a metaphor? It's a real thing, I promise you.
I shout yes, because I was thinking about the first Flyman Sid story
yeah.
and the team, like everyone with Buffcat and Ugla.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Buffcat wasn't there. But I was thinking about that today, and I was like, God, fuck, I love that one. I hope
yeah.
there's one like that soon.
Yes,
and
they're
here
back.
It is
they're
on
back.
Horsecock Christmas.
They should really maybe rename that holiday. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Mew, 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 said Buffcat. You're right, BC. I, too, am thankful for my friends and loved ones on this most joyous of Daranosian holidays that is actually real and is totally called Horsecock Christmas, Fred replied. I'm also thankful for this time of year, Flyman said. Everyone around the table dropped their meat shanks in shock. That's the spirit, F-Dog, Sid said encouragingly. Yeah, I guess I'm thankful for this magic wand I was re-gifted. Or whatever.
Fans of Flyman.
Oh, are you getting back into the alchemic arts, Flyman? What does the wand do? You know, I studied cool wandology at Wizard Yale, along with twerknotizing, the ancient art of post-twerknotic twerkgestion, said Ugla. Just then, Flyman flourished his wand, and a whole lot of magic shit shot out of the end of it, along with a loaded magic gun. The gun turned and pointed itself at Flyman and cocked itself. Everyone stood up and shouted, "No!
No!"
After grabbing the gun wand away from Flyman, everyone sat back down. "Flyman, you really need to get back on the horse," said Sid. "You need a hobby, dog. You used to love alchemy until that magic book started deep dicking your wife. I mean, until your accident. Why don't you give it a shot again?" "What's the point?" Flyman said as a single tear ran down his face, hit a cockroach on the ground, and immediately turned him into one of those gross fucking larva things from Willow, and then melted through the floor like an alien from Aliens, and then died horribly like everyone who ever was and or will live.
Can I throw one on the end there?
Yeah.
Then was slowly lowered into lava with a thumbs up, like Intermittent to Judgment Day.
Na na na. "Mew," Buffcat replied. "You're right, strong feline. Maybe I need to make a change." Flyman relented as he started to put a heaping spoonful of mashed turnips into his mouth hole. As he did, some mashed turnip fell off, revealing a loaded magic gun pointed right at Flyman's face, which cocked itself. "No!" Everyone.
"No!"
"Flyman, you are the fucking king," said After dinner was finally over and all suicide attempts had been thwarted, Flyman made his way up to his old lab. All around were dusty books and chests and potions that probably turned into toilet wine and all kinds of old alchemy shit. Flyman sat on one of the chests and put his heads in his fucking horribly disgusting hands and began to cry like the worthless piece of merc monk shit he was.
Oh, man, poor guy.
Not even a piece of Bapple shit would take a number five on his sorry-ass, fugly piece of dog crap smelling, rotten pussy eating, dicks for teeth having, rancid milk breath smelling, dog fart tasting, turd water saliva sitting in pickle juice slobbering, suck hole full of crying puppies crying-inducing face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's horrible.
I like how far away it already started as a piece of bat pole shits. Like, not even the shits would do this
right
thing, this horrible thing.
They wouldn't even do a number five, which...
They wouldn't even do a number five on this guy. It's terrible.
Anyway, as Flyman sat there, the chest began to stir. It thudded against the floorboards and almost flung Flyman off. He sat up and opened the chest. Oh, as he did, a blinding golden light burst forth from the chest hole. Flyman reached in and grabbed the only object in the chest, his enchanted muffler from a 6969 General Lee Charger bone car he had turned into a bone bong back in his finding himself days. As he held it up, the magic surrounded him, and he was sucked into the magic portal, or time pussy, and found himself falling inside of a dance club full of muscly lizard men dancing to LaBouche's Be My Lover.
Yeah.
As soon as he landed, a really long record-scratching sound could be heard. All the
dudes were jamming right before that.
Yeah, they are.
Because in case you don't know what that song sounds like, it's, oh, yeah, wanna be my lover. Yeah, it's been a spell in one of our stories.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one.
Yeah. It's a spell in real life, too.
Mm-hmm. Make someone fall in love with you.
A booty spell.
Oh, yeah.
All the muscle lizards turned and did a septuple take. "Osric, is that you, old friend?" asked the alpha lizard in shock, but still flexing his totally ripped pecs and probably his buns, too. But I don't know, because he was wearing some Raiders Zubas. I don't go.
That's a great visual, by the way, guys. Google Zubas. They're cool pants.
You're going to order some.
I wish.
I think we both should order some.
Yeah, I think we should do that as like an anniversary gift of this show.
Yeah, I think we should pause the podcast right now and just order.
And just like, go order some Zubas.
Yeah. We'll be back.
BRB.
I don't go by that name anymore, replied Flyman. The cursed book turned me into the king of sadness, and now all I do is be sad and feel feelings all day. The lizard men surrounded Flyman, and some bent down and bowed before him. Osric, you who saved us from the oppression of lizard and muscle racists of Derridos, you who gave us a place to be ourselves and dance and flex and lift weights until we're swole, we're as swole as Triple H dope hangers. Osric, we can reverse the curse.
What?
Yeah, man.
Oh my god, let's get that.
Just then, the booty-thumping, early 90s melodic stylings of Cotton Eye Joe started blasting through the soundstones. Every single lizard man in the joint ripped off his shirt just by flexing. One lizard man simply thought about flexing, and it ripped off his track jacket armor. Bubbles came showering down from the ceiling as lizard men grabbed the throne of most ripped as fuck and sat Flyman upon it. It dwarfed him, but the lizards easily carried it while they formed a conga line. One lizard busted out a flute and fired off a flute solo that'll make your mama say, "Boys, call your daddy," because I never really found the flute to be an attractive instrument. But that gentleman really captured the spirit of early Jethro Tull, combined with the tonality of a Revolutionary War fife corps band, bathing the listener's ears in what I can only call a jizz bath of pleasant ear cum, while also respecting the cultural heritage of the flute's original inventors. Really gay dudes. She said it, not me. It's the narrator.
She has said this.
Yeah, I'm just the narrator.
It has been said.
The whole ding-dong place was full of glow sticks and dudes bench-pressing their oppression back into the Bone Age, which happened before the Stone Age, but not before the Ice Cream Cone Age. One lizard...
The Ice Cream Cone Age.
I want to fucking live in that era.
I'm going to bookmark that one.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta take a time pussy to that place.
Dude, you know, it's always been my dream to take a time pussy.
Yeah, right? Hell yeah. One lizard put a crown made out of glow sticks on Flyman's head as another lizard rode a mechanical bull made out of a giant champagne bottle for the entire 8 seconds. When it stopped, the cork burst, showering all the muscle lizards in a frothy, delicious crystal. The lizard DJ started scratching out the unifying theory of the universe as lizard men started...
What? This is the most ridiculous shit that I think has ever happened in Terranos. And it's so good.
It's so true. This all happened.
I like that this is all part of the ritual, by the way, that I'm assuming. Yeah. We haven't gotten there, but I'm assuming.
Yeah, this is part of it. The lizard DJ started scratching out the unifying theory of the universe as lizard men started a push-up pit and did so many push-ups, they pushed the ground even farther down into itself, where a dinosaur skeleton was sitting like in the cartoons.
As soon as was he like reading a book?
Yeah. As soon as he heard the music, he started moonwalking and doing the Thriller dance. Nobody even noticed or gave a fuck. This party was about Flyman.
That's the most ridiculous visual. It was just like reading a magazine or something.
Oh.
Bone Weekly. And he's like, oh, shit. He was just like,
he's got glasses
breaking
on.
Out, moonwalking and dancing.
He pulls his glasses down a little bit. Oh, shit. A lizard flexed his dick so hard that it started to helicopter him into a circle, but without a second dick rotor, he just spun around in a circle so fast he turned into glitter, which the other lizards used to rub all over their muscles.
Also known as the noblest of sacrifices.
That's how I want to go, dude.
Hell yeah. Josh, if I go before you, rub my glitter on your butt.
You got it, sir. The sight was more majestic than all the stars in the known universe. Flyman had never seen such a pure, selfless act of getting buck fucking nasty wild in his whole life. Something began to stir inside of Flyman. The crowd stopped the Crumpfest and everyone became silent. All eyes were on Flyman. Suddenly a miracle happened. The corners of Flyman's gross mouth tube began to turn upward. "He's doing it!" yelled a lizard man as he did a celebratory super kick in the air. Everyone gasped and a reverse the curse chant began. Flyman was millimeters away from cracking a smile with his entire being. He pushed on. For a fraction of a nanosecond, he did it. He smiled.
Oh my god!
As he did, all fuck broke loose.
What?
Revolted by the sight of Flyman's hideous teeth and the inside of his hellish fart hole he calls a mouth, all the lizard men began to projectile vomit. The sound of 100,000 lizard men honking up their entire insides was only slightly overshadowed by the pre-recorded and ill-timed 10-hour loop of celebratory klaxons.
Oh, man. What a nightmare.
But Flyman had not transformed back. Had he not sustained the smile for long enough? Was this some kind of bullshit horsecock Christmas version of It's a Wonderful Life, where Flyman had to learn some kind of bullshit lesson in order to find his true self and win back his friends and family in some kind of fucked up Joseph Campbell morality tale? All Flyman knew was that at that moment, lizard men were fucking dying at the sight of his smelly and very disgusting and highly weaponizable smile that probably was outlawed by the Daranosian Hague. They have the Hague there, apparently.
Oh, man. What is that?
It's like an international court that, like, puts you away for war crimes.
That's right.
Act like you knew it.
Right. Oh, that guy knew things. He's not stupid.
Oh, he's smart.
So easily I get through life.
One muscle lizard pulled out a magical suicide gun wand and wasted himself right then and there.
Oh my god.
Another bit himself in the arm, and since lizard men are poisonous, he died a painful and horrible death, but one that paled in comparison to the sight of Flyman's face crack. Suddenly, a blinding golden light surrounded Flyman once again, and he time-pussied his way back to his lab in the candle shop. As he sat there, even more distraught than he had ever been before, Ugla and Sind came barging into the room. "What happened up here?" "Oh, Flyman, you're in your lab." "It's a horsecock Christmas miracle," Ugla said. "Yeah, a miracle," Flyman said as he began to cry acid tears which fell on his shirt and looked like jizz stains in the shape of dicks. "Flyman, you are on fire today," Sid yelled as he did a clap, as he clap flipped. I don't even know what that means.
Well, it's like when you clap, and like you do a flip and then you clap, or maybe you clap and then you flip to like punctuate your clap or your flip.
That must have been what I meant.
Right.
Act like you're smart. Yeah, that guy's smart. "Yeah, I guess," Flyman said as he pulled out his wand, conjured a magic gun. "No!" Everyone yelled. Finn.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. That was one of the best stories ever told on this show. I think I could say that in full confidence. We got the whole crew. It's a holiday. We got a time pussy table portal pussy portal and Flyman's going through it. Oh my god.
Yep.
Josh, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
All I gotta say, or ask rather,
yes,
what happens on horsecock Christmas? What are you supposed to do?
It's like regular Christmas, but you, instead of like stockings, you have horse cocks that are stockings.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready for my tale of alchemists and lizard men?
I fucking am.
Sounds like it. Let's do it. This one is called Rakes the Alchemist.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
It was a cold and dark night in Orkspire, and just outside of a wizard's tower, deep in the Forok Forest, stood a monster of a man chewing on some dope meat. And yeah, I'm aware a lot of my stories take place in wizard's towers. But and yeah, it's usually dark out. And yes, I like autumn. Did I say it was autumn? Yeah, well, yes, it was autumn. But fuck it. Because that monster of a man had unfuckwittable written across his chest. Because his name was Thrawn, the motherfucking barbarian.
Dude, this is like a reunion episode.
This is a star-packed episode.
Yeah, we didn't plan this. Unplanned.
This is unplanned, folks. This is just how well we work.
Yeah, this is just how it is.
Coast to coast. With Afroth on his back.
Yes.
That's his sword, by the way, guys. Mm-hmm. Just in case you forgot, please check out episodes 19, 20, and 21. I think that's those episodes. Anyway, moving on. And a leg of roasted sweat beast in his hand.
Oh my god, yes.
The barbarian watched as flashes of light and smoke of various colors emitted from the highest window in the tower. Dark clouds gathered above as wind whipped around. Lightning struck and wailing spirits escaped through the tower's many windows. Thrawn took a bite from the particularly salty meat and chewed as a spirit flew down to the barbarian and wailed, "Eternal pain and suffering and hangnails and stubbed toes and paper cuts on the parts of your fingers that bend along!" As he flew away into the clouds.
That's great.
Thrawn threw the last of the salty bone aside. "Thrawn thirst for ale," declared the barbarian as he kicked the tower's front door down. Mm-hmm. His infiltration surprised two lizardmen guards who were sitting at a nearby table. The lizardmen of Orkspire are heavily involved in magic, alchemy, and arena dueling. Their posture is pretty horrible as they are always kind of hunched over, but that's natural for them, so don't judge. Mm-hmm. "Look! A barbarian has entered the Tower of Rakes," spoke one guard. "See, I told you we were supposed to be guarding on the outside of the front door."
"He's the brains,"
replied the guard. "Well, I still think that order was up for interpretation, as we were just told to guard the door. And I gotta tell you, if I have the opportunity to live comfortably, I'm gonna," said the guard. But his thought was cut short by one swing of Thrawn's mighty black sword, which severed both guards' heads. As the guard's head flew through the air, it yelled, "Whatever!"
That guard is technically correct. He didn't. If you don't specify which part of the door to guard, I mean,
you can do whatever you want. If it's cold outside, hey, yeah, have a seat.
They're both right. Let's just say they're both right.
Thrawn stood at the bottom of a long spiral staircase. "Who the fuck thinks they can live in a tower?" he shouted. A lizard man guard high up in the staircase peeked his head down and echoed back, "Anyone. Literally anyone can live wherever they want." "Bring me ale, fuck you," replied Thrawn. "Oh, that's it. Get this guy," shouted the lizard man. And all sorts of doors opened up as lizard men rushed to kill the barbarian. Thrawn ascended the stairs with great speed and quickly met the next lizard man. There was an intense stare down until finally the guard said, "Come on, barbarian, take a shot." And just as he finished his sentence, the heel of Thrawn's boot connected with his jaw and the lizard man's head flew right off.
Jesus!
Through the wall of a tower, caught hang time of 9.6 seconds, and was caught by a leaping, spinning treant who behind the back dunked it into a wooden basketball net, which shattered the backboard. Also, this was the treant's third goal in succession, so the lizard man's head caught on fire and a little gnome yelled out, "He's on fire!"
Dick Vitale. Dick Vitale's over.
Yes.
Yeah, he's baby. Little...
Thrawn continued up the stairs, but quickly met another guard. "Who dare enter the tower of the great alchemist Rakes?" he said as he bashed his scimitar against his round steel shield. "Who dare interrupt his potion research?" How about you research this recipe? Replied Thrum as he whipped out his donger and rainbow arced his salty whiz into the lizard man's mouth.
Oh my god.
The guard tried to speak, but he just grossly gargled nasty after-eating sweat beast pee. The whiz burned the lizard man's insides like acid, and he burned away until he was just a skeleton. A wizard lizard man guard tried to attack Thrum as he put his peener back in, but the barbarian dodged his spell and countered as he put the wizard lizard in a headlock. Get your filthy hands off of me, you sack of shitty dicks, replied the lizard, but it was too late. Thrum squeezed the lizard man's head until his eyes exploded out from his head and shot across the room, burst through the other wall of the tower, and landed on the windowsill of a little hut in the middle of a swamp where a fair troll maiden was getting dressed. The troll maiden noticed the eyes in her mirror and yelled, "Ah, a man's eyes!" And she slapped them off the windowsill where they rolled over to where a swamp giant was doing the running man, and they got stomped all over and died.
They're just like blinking on the windowsill. Blink, blink,
blink, blink, blink. Ah, a man's eyes.
Like how she knows it's a man's eyes. She can just tell.
Because they're peeping.
Yeah,
man.
They're peeping, yeah.
Thrum then punched a hole in the wizard lizard's head, grabbed some of the lizard brains, and ate them for some reason.
Holy fuck.
Suddenly, something clicked in Thrum's head. His eyes got wide as he dropped the lizard man's lifeless body. He walked over to a chalkboard and wrote, E=MC². Eureka! Yelled Thrum. Why, it all seems so simple now. This calls for a celebration, he added as he reached over to his shelf and grabbed a potion labeled Super Four Loco and shotgunned it. The potion dripped from Throm's mouth as his eyes slowly drifted apart once more as he yelled, Who the fuck thinks they can live? And he chopped an ancient bookshelf in half, destroying decades of research.
Oh, man. Should have saved.
An owl flew onto a nearby windowsill and looked over to the chalkboard. What's going on in here? Said the owl. E=MC2. That's it! I have to tell the elders at once! And he fluttered away.
That's my favorite joke you've ever said on the show.
E=MC2. As Thrum pushed further up the tower, more and more guards seemed to appear with each floor, but with no ale in sight. There was much chaos, blood, and severed limbs flying about. One of the alchemist guards looked from side to side at all the wild action. Fuck this man, said the guard. If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die how I lived. Buck ass wild. And he busted out a Nash skateboard and dropped some cool shades on his dome, jumped out the window, and grinded down the tower so fast that he burst into flames as a song played.
Yes!
I wrote a song played, and I couldn't think of a song, so I figured I'd let you figure out what that was, Josh.
Okay, a song. All right.
Grinding on a tower, bursting in the flames.
Oh, yeah.
Grinding on your mama, licking on her tits.
Whoa!
Grinding on a motherfucking tower. That's an exploding. It got real sexual there.
It did.
About someone's mother.
It did.
Josh, good collab.
Thanks.
Moving on. A skull sat on a shelf of magical ingredients watching the carnage unfold. Now's our chance, boys! It shouted to the rest of the shelf. Two dragon eyeballs hopped into its sockets, and two bat beast wings connected to the top of the skull, and a rat's tail connected to the back of the skull, giving it a sweet rat tail. The skull flew out the window and moved on to a better life, which consisted of a really great musical career.
So that's where rat tail comes from.
Yeah. Rat tail!
That's canon.
It's canon. After much slang, Thrum stood outside of the door with a little sign on it that read, Rock Hess's lab, please knock. Mm-hmm. The barbarian kicked the door open, and before him sat a large bubbling cauldron with a robed lizard man with his back turned to Thrum, drinking from a vial, standing behind it. I know that was a lot, but stay with me. That better not be ale, the Thrum shouted. The lizard man finished drinking the vial and smashed it on the ground. "You are too late, barbarian," said the cloaked alchemist. "The transformation is already complete." The lizard lord turned around, revealing his flesh falling off of his skeletal body, with rings on his nasty bone fingers, and a glorious cloak of blue and purple with gold trim, and the words "Dr. Nasty" embroidered on the chest. From his rings shot blue, red, and purple spectral lizard men armed with spectral swords and axes.
"Yeah.
You were foolish to come here," spoke Rakesh. "I mean, do you fucking think you can beat ghosts? You can't." Throm grabbed a nearby rack of potions and threw it at the ghost warriors. The rack went right through them, but then they crashed upon Rakesh, who shielded himself with his cloak. Ooh. The alchemist's cloak froze, then burned, then froze again, then burned a lot, then exploded, leaving Rakesh standing there in all his skeletal nakedness.
"Oh, yeah.
My cloak!" exclaimed the lizard man skeleton. "An alchemist is nothing without his cloak and embroidered handle." "They kicked Vegeta One out of the evil alchemy guild because he forgot his cloak one time. Shit out of dicks. I've got to get this resolved." The alchemist grabbed a nearby potion, drank it, grew bat wings, and leapt out the window. "Fuck you, you punk-ass barbarian. You got lucky. I'll be back. Fuck you." And with that, he flew away. But not before he flew back, flipped him off, then flew away again.
I like how he's just the slightest inconvenience, and he's out. He's like, "I got to go do laundry." Bitches out.
Throm had already forgotten about Rakesh, as he was still thinking about that ale. He tried drinking nearly everything in the room, but to no luck. "Fuck this shitty shit," he shouted the barbarian as he leapt into the air and leg dropped the entire tower, sending it crumbling down with each floor he broke through until the tower had completely collapsed. As the dust cleared, the rubble began to move and the words "unfuckwittable" could be seen written upon the chest of a man picking himself up. Many people died on this day. Some were evil, some were maybe not, but that's life in Orcspire. Thanks, Orcbama. The end.
That was a great story. That's the best ending I think we've ever had.
Thanks, Orcbama.
Thanks, Orcbama.
For serious, Orcbama.
Yeah, come on.
When are you gonna get stuff done? You said you would stop rickety buttitis.
You haven't even stopped regular buttitis.
You haven't even attempted. Jeez,
God, man.
I mean, I didn't vote for him.
You didn't vote for Orcbama.
Yeah, did you?
No, I didn't vote for Orcbama. I voted for Reese's.
What?
Yeah, he runs on the libertarian wizard libertarian platform.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Sounds about right. Yeah.
Hello, everyone, again, and welcome to another episode of
Chamber of Knowledge.
Yes, I am your host, Reese's the Friend. I'm Snickerdoodle.
I am your other host, Snickerdoodle's friend, Reese's the Wise with a Z.
Yes, we are friends. We live together. My name is Snickerdoodle, old Snickerdoodle. I just played a joke because I'm funny. I'm practicing comedy. First scroll! First scroll comes from Emmett Roberts. He asks, what do you have to say to all the haters out there?
Oh, that's a good question. I say, don't come into my tower with your weak-ass pussy spells. This is the 69-mile, fool. Don't bring that shit over here.
You know? Yeah. No, you do not.
Don't do it.
Mm-mm. You know what I say?
What do you say?
If you don't like it, then you can bite it.
Nice.
My ass.
Oh, Snickerdoodle, that's good.
They can't see it, but I'm doing the worm.
You're doing a very good job.
Thank you, and I'm sitting again. I just wormed into a seat.
It was very fluid. It was fluid motion.
Yes, I got a tape that shows you how to do it. Next scroll!
Next scroll! Next scroll is from @SilverWard. They ask, what is the worst title a king can bestow upon a nobleman in your lands? Snickerdoodle.
Well, that would be Town Kissman. Every time someone comes into town, you got to kiss them. And if they want tongue, you got to do it. Or else the king will know, and he'll karate chop you.
That doesn't sound horrible.
It's pretty bad. But not all towns do it, because it's kind of old-fashioned.
I kind of wish I was that. If I wasn't a world-renowned, amazing, genius wizard, I would be a town kissman.
Yes, well, it sounds like something that would suit your weird needs.
It's right up my weird alley, if you know what I mean.
I unfortunately do. What is the worst title a king can bestow upon a nobleman in Darinos?
That would be Waxer of the Hairy Fart Jester. Nobody wants that job.
I kind of want that job.
That's even weirder than mine. What are you talking?
No, it's different. No, there is. It's a long history of taking care of butts. And I think I could be suited for it.
You might be pretty good at it. You're very good at waxing your own disgustingly hairy body parts.
Yes, I'm good at waxing, as in removing the hairs, and waxing like I'm making it all shiny. If you come to my house, I'm mostly nude at night, and the moon.
Yes.
It is just bouncing off my buns. Next scroll comes from @Quetanizer. They ask, what are your wands/staves made out of?
That's a very good question. My wand is made out of the tailbone from the last known ice phoenix, and my staff is made out of the petrified libido of a dragon that once plagued these lands. Also, glitter and puffy paint.
Ooh, yes, I do like that puffy paint. You wrote meow on your wand, and I thought that was cute, but also fun, because I could touch it.
Well, I put a sticker of a kitty cat next to it, too, so it's like the kitty cat is saying the meow, but I actually wrote it. The sticker cannot say that.
And the sticker is a puffy sticker, and I love it. It's great.
It's very fun.
What about your staff? Is your staff made out of anything?
The dragon libido. It's just a dick.
Oh, right.
It's
I'm sorry. You said that, and I live with you, and I should know that. I didn't know that. It was a trick. I just wanted to falsely put people in a curious thing. My staff is just a long cinnamon stick that I wrapped in mummy stuff.
That's delicious. That's why the house smells so good.
I know. That's why my fingers smell so good. And my wand?
Yes.
A Twizzler.
Just a Twizzler? Do you have to get like a new Twizzler every day? Or do you, it's just like an old Twizzler?
Yes.
Which yes? The first yes or the second yes?
A wizard does not reveal his secrets. Next scroll!
Next scroll is from Ian Clyde Kozik. They ask, what's the best thing about living in each of your realms? And the worst thing?
Best thing, the ladies. Worst thing, the ladies. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. Will one of them please go on a date with me? Because people I know who are married talk like this, so I'm guessing that is how you get a date.
Yes, I think that's how you get a date.
My lips are ready for kiss.
Oh my god. You're puckering them right now. I can see like old like food and stuff coming out of your mouth.
I keep chocolate in my bottom lip just in case I have to kiss someone. It tastes good.
That's a good trick. I've never heard of
it. I learned it because I think about kissing a lot.
You practice kissing a lot on our pet Murkmunks, like, all the time.
Yes, and now some of them died because you can't give a Murkmunk chocolate.
No, they get liver failure. And they die.
What is the best thing about living in Davinos and the worst thing?
The best thing is I'm pretty much a celebrity who gets free turnip tacos, like, at anywhere I go.
Ooh, yes.
Also, topless women are everywhere. The worst thing, Davinosian boner fleas.
Oh, the bone of fleas.
We have those. Those are real.
How do you get rid of them? Do you have to, like, do a shampoo and comb?
You could do that, but also we have, like flea collars for your wiener.
It's like a cock ring?
Yes. That's really, I think, all it is. It's a cock ring. That has that weird smell to it. You know, like, flea collars have, like, weird smell to it.
Yeah, it smells like your mother's cleaning closet.
Yeah. And that's on your wiener, so you don't want that.
No, you don't want that. Next scroll!
Next scroll!
Next scroll comes from Jennifer Britton. She asks, what's your guilty pleasure? Reese's.
Sometimes at night I sneak into Snickerdoodle's room and draw him while he's asleep and then make funny captions under the drawings that say, like, wish there were dicks in my mouth, or party on, dudes!
What?
Sometimes I just watch him, though, because he's adorable.
Well, let me tell you what my guilty pleasure is.
Yes.
It's making my bed look like I'm sleeping in it, then watching you draw me with funny captions.
That's funny, because another one of my guilty pleasures is conjuring a duplicate of myself that draws pictures of you while sleeping while you're watching me, but
what?
I'm also watching you, and then drawing you again, and then putting other captions under you. Like,
where are these drawings? I want to see these ones now.
I use them as Merkmunk cage lining, so...
But yeah. I think that is a waste of art.
Well, I'm not confident in my art, Snickerdoodle, you know.
Well,
that.
You should be confident, because the only person who made that art... was you.
That's exactly the reason I'm not confident in it.
But if you find your confidence, let me know.
just hold me, Snickerdoodle.
Okay, let me give you one of these patented Snickerdoodle hugs.
Yes,
here it comes.
That's good. That feels good. Can I have a bite of your wand?
Yes, you can. Here.
Nom, nom, nom.
I keep chocolate in my armpits, so my hugs smell good.
That is genius.
Yes.
Never stop hugging me.
Never stop hugging. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Turn that off.
Turn it off. Click.
We are alone.
Finally.
Will you draw me?
I'll draw you. What do you want to be this time? You want to be a clown or a fireman?
I want to be a fireman clown.
Done.
Yes. Well, hey, thanks everybody for listening to yet another episode of Fantasy Fiction. Josh, this is 38. That was the channel of Comedy Central growing up when I was a kid.
I was 41 at my house.
41. 41 was VH1.
40 was VH1.
37 was MTV and 30 was Nickelodeon.
23 Nickelodeon, 31 MTV. We are not so different, you and I.
We are not so different. 39 was sci-fi. hey, Wizard Yale shirts are still in stock. Actually, some of them are out of stock. We're out of mediums, I think. They will be restocked, unfortunately, not until... Oh, gosh, I don't even know. Maybe even a month or so. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. I'm realizing things as I'm saying them. But if you want one, we have some in stock in various sizes, not medium, though. And you can get that at fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. You can also get buttons, other t-shirts, and soon a lot of different cool stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of different cool stuff. I think you guys will enjoy it.
Yes.
Also, iTunes, guys. Yeah. You guys have been leaving us great iTunes reviews all around the world,
Except
for America.
America's got caught up in this World Cup sensation.
Oh, we're in a fever kick of World Cupness, apparently. Yeah. Can't leave a review.
Yeah. What's up
Just
with
kidding.
That, America?
We appreciate the 290-something reviews you have left. But every time someone leaves one, it's great for the show. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and leave one. But if you haven't and you're not doing it right now, I won't hold it against you because I can't really remember my iTunes password ever.
Yeah.
But we have some from some fans in other countries. I've got one from Australia, and it's from Yarny, and it's titled The Fantasy Shiznit. Epic stories by epic gentlemen. Well, gentle might be a stretch. These fantasy concoctions are grimy, dirty, and violent, and as such are endlessly entertaining and laugh-inducing. Not a fault to be found, definitely worth your time. P.S. to Dom or Josh, if one of you are reading this, please know that I love what you do, and also try to get JonTron on the show. Well,
that might happen.
That might happen. I don't know. We'll see. Happen. Everyone will see. Yeah. Wait, I don't think he's listened to an episode yet. But that's okay. I've never seen JonTron.
I don't think you...
Just kidding. If you haven't seen JonTron, you don't know who that is, look it up on YouTube. But watch his Goosebumps episode. I love those episodes.
That's They're a great, great one. Yeah, that's
great. But Josh, one. You had a review you wanted to read.
Yeah, this one is from the United Kingdom, also known as England.
I thought it was used... I used... Wait. When happened?
When happened? When happened indeed. It's 5 stars. It's called Keep On Wizarding by Miss Kitty Fantastico. And I'm assuming it's a she. She says, I love this podcast. Never fails to make me laugh. I like to listen while I'm doing menial jobs around the house. Helps me forget where I am. Thanks, guys. Mwah. Which I think is a kiss. In which case, that is
we
awesome.
We just got kissed. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever been kissed internationally? Because we have.
Yeah. I can put that on my resume.
I really like that review because it says something that I really enjoy about doing this show is that people say that they listen to the show when they're like driving to work or like doing something. And it's really flattering to hear that we can like fill that time and make time go by for you. So thanks for letting us do that. And thanks for choosing us.
They could literally be listening or watching anything they want, you know.
And yeah, something good maybe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And they listen to this.
But they choose to put themselves in the pain mind.
Audible pain minds.
Audible pain minds. Speaking of audible.com. No, also, if you're listening to this, the day it was posted, Monday, June 23rd, 2014, I will be on Aubrey Sitterson's Straight Shoot tonight.
Great show.
It's a great show. Josh and I were on it before. Aubrey was on this show before in the Witches and Jailbreak episode, I believe. If you haven't seen the show before, what happens is after Raw, immediately after it ends, Aubrey starts streaming on Google Hangouts. I hop in, we're going to talk about wrestling, and then that's going to be posted to YouTube. So even if you can't watch live, even if you miss Raw, you can watch it on youtube.com/AubreyRex. And also, I'm going to throw this out there. Check out inons.com.
Yeah!
N-O-N-S.com. It's a beard oil and soap and various other beauty products for men, because men can be beautiful.
I am wearing the wolf right now. I wore it
today. Oh, yeah, you wear the beard oil, the wolf.
Yeah, I got...
How are you smelling right now, Josh?
Like a man who knows what he wants.
And what do you want?
Everything. I want it all.
God damn it, you are a poet. A naked poet. Because that's how I feel. You're like real vulnerable.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, poetry. Yeah. Real men do poetry in the nude, so.
If real men do. Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, Michael Brooks Chandler animated Labyrinth of Pain.
Yeah.
That old episode we did, I actually forgot it's called Labyrinth of Pain.
Yeah, I never remember the name of my stories at all.
At all. We'll have to go over them and catalog them and do things. Yeah. But if you haven't seen it, we shared it on Facebook and Twitter just the other day, Saturday, I think. Mm-hmm. So you can go back and check it out there. Or if you check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/fantasyfic, we liked and faved it. We added it to a playlist of our favorite videos where you can watch other animations done by other talented people. It's real neat because in this one, all the narration's kind of cut out.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a real cartoon. It's really crazy.
Yeah, it's like a real, like watching a real animation. It's not that it wouldn't be a real animation, but
yeah,
you
not
know.
That the other ones aren't, but like they're animations of a podcast where this he kind of made it
like a story, like cartoon. Right, exactly. It's boarded out. Yeah.
You guys should check it out. It's really great. Also, I wanted to thank Simon Fisher for drawing Fishman, the King of Badness, doing some drugs. It's a great illustration. It's exactly how I pictured it in my mind, and I loved it when I saw it.
My favorite part is he has legs.
Yeah, he has legs. But that's what I thought. He had a leather jacket, a cigarette, and just legs. And, he was just doing some drugs. Like
drugs into his arm.
But hey, I guess that's it for this week. Thanks again for listening, guys. And until next week.
Until next week, everybody. I would like for you.
For you.
To keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding down the road. If you stop by a 7-Eleven, go into it and get a Slurpee. Yeah, it's the summer and it's hot. It's officially summer. It started the other day. Wizarding.
Keep on slurping.
Keep on slithering.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what?
Sexy.
All right, everyone. See you next week. Bye-bye.